It's the More Music Breakfast on Forever Classic 6IX. Good morning, it's Ian Blackley with you. Well, May is recognised globally as Cystic Fibrosis Awareness Month, and today will mark the 13th year Cystic Fibrosis WA will celebrate their annual fundraiser, which is very important. It's called 65 Roses Day to raise funds for those living with cystic fibrosis here in the West. I've got WA CEO Lisa Bayakley on the line. Hello, Lisa. How are you going? I haven't spoken to you for 12 months.
Hi, Ian. Lovely to hear from you again.
Just explain exactly for people who don't know what cystic fibrosis is.
Yes, so cystic fibrosis is a rare genetic disease that affects many organs in the body. Probably the one that most people are familiar with is that it creates a build-up of sticky mucus in the lungs, making it difficult for people to breathe. So people with CF need to do treatments on a daily basis and take lots of medications just to keep their lungs and the rest of their body healthy.
Yeah, it's very important. Now, 65 Roses. Now, just remind us of the story, why it's called 65 Roses, because it's a lovely story.
It's gorgeous, isn't it? So the name comes about because of a lady called Mary who had three little boys with cystic fibrosis, and she was making fundraising calls effectively. And her young son overheard her, and he didn't know he had cystic fibrosis, but he said, "Mum, I know who you work for. It's 65 Roses." And so since then, 65 Roses has become sort of the symbol for cystic fibrosis and our major fundraising day today.
How many people do you know are living with cystic fibrosis or trying to live with cystic fibrosis in WA, Lisa?
Over 400 in WA, and about 100 of those are in the regional WA.
What can be done? Can you have a lung transplant or anything like that?
Look, a lung transplant is really something that often happens in late stages of the disease. So what's primarily done is trying to keep the lungs healthy by doing physio and taking medications from basically when the children are born. To try and keep their lungs as clear of the mucus as possible. Lung function may be necessary when someone's lung capacity and the damage to their lungs over the years is quite significant. There are some great new treatments coming online, Ian, and that's the sort of thing that we raise funds to fund research into.
At what age can it be diagnosed?
So most people will get diagnosed and they'll find out that their child has cystic fibrosis when they're about 6 weeks old. It's actually picked up in the heel prick test.
Now, how can we get these roses? You can go to rosegarden.org.au if you'd like to purchase a virtual rose, which would be handy, but you still sell roses out in the suburbs and in the city today,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, we will. So we'd encourage people to keep an eye out at their local shopping centres today, 9 to 4. There'll be fresh roses at various shopping centres. It's a little different than last year, so we can't have the thousands and thousands that we'd have out on the streets and in the CBD this year for logistical reasons. So we'd encourage people to keep an eye out, but the easiest way for people to support us and those with cystic fibrosis is probably through the virtual rose at rosegarden.org.au.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea.
Thank you so much, Ian, and great to have your listeners' support. And we look forward to them sending a rose to someone they care about.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, Lisa.
Thanks, Ian.
It's the More Music Breakfast right here on Forever Classic 6IX.